Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
It's been a while since I last visited the burning coal vein and columnar junipers, but I recently had the opportunity to get reacquainted with them, and they didn't disappoint. Bands of lignite coal occasionally catch fire and burn for a time, but this burning coal vein, located some 15 miles north and west of Amadon, or around 30 miles south of Medora on East River Road, is a landmark. Ignited by lightning or perhaps a prairie fire, this burning coal vein, several feet below the ground, was first observed by white settlers in the area back in the 1880s. It continued to burn and smolder until late 1970s or perhaps the early 1980s. Even in the summer, visitors could feel the heat emanating from cracks in the ground below which the fire burned. And of course, there were the columnar junipers growing nearby. Rocky Mountain red cedar, Juniperus scapularum, often called juniper, generally has a rounded bushy form. But these had a columnar growth form. It was thought that gases released from the burning coal, particularly ethylene, was responsible for this interesting growth form. However, a study published in the Southwestern Naturalist in 1982 concluded that the columnar growth form was not entirely environmentally induced. However, since the fires went out, the juniper appear to have resumed their normal growth form. Downhill from the burning coal vein and columnar junipers is the burning coal vein campground. The burning coal vein and columnar junipers, as well as the campground, are on U.S. Forest Service land. The campground here is modest, but contains 10 or so campsites, each with a picnic table, fire ring, and parking spot. The campground also has a handicap-accessible toilet and potable water from a well with a hand pump. A modest camping fee of $8 per night is charged on the honor system. Every North Dakotan should visit the burning coal vein and columnar junipers at some time. And if you've been there before, they're still worth seeing again. Plus, the Mottehe Trail is nearby. So are a few thousand acres of ponderosa pine, the northeasternmost natural stand in the continent. So make a point to get reacquainted or acquainted with this piece of natural North Dakota in the near future. There's much to see, do, and learn here. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.